Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Lar España's 9 months 2018 earnings conference call. Muchas gracias. Buenas tardes a todos y bienvenidos a la presentación de resultados del tercer trimestre de 2018 de Lar España. I'm happy to greet you after our last investor day held in Madrid and in London last month, where we had opportunity to present our next generation retail strategy and went through our business plan. Today, we will present our results for the first 9 months of the year. As always, a press release was issued this morning, and the presentation is also available in our website, app, and the official page of CNMV. Joining me this afternoon are Miguel Pereda, Lar España Board Director and Executive Officer of Grupo Lar, John Armentia, Corporate Director of Lar España, and José Manuel Llobet, Commercial Real Estate Managing Director. As usual, after the presentation, we will answer any questions you may have. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Miguel Pereda.
Thank you, Hernán, and good afternoon, everybody. Buenas tardes. Let me start this call on page number 4 of the presentation with the main highlights of the first 9 months of this year. First, regarding our operating results, we continue our positive trend with our net profit showing a growth of 12%. Our property operating result is also up 44% compared to the same period of last year. EPRA NAV per share stands at 10.76. That represents a 13% increase compared to 2017. Lar España continued to outperform the market in both retailers' declared sales and also footfall. We've been now beating the market for 11 quarters. Our developments and our refurbishments continue to progress according to plan. Vidanova Park is fully open now and operative with 100% of the GLA signed. And Lago, the Lago pre-lease figure, has gone up to 76% of the surface. Our residential development, La Gasca 99, is already 90% in sales, and Eloy Gonzalo office building has already reached 100% occupancy even before completing the works. We also continue our asset rotation strategy. During this third quarter, we complete two different disinvestments. The first one was in July, where we sold our logistic assets for almost 120 million. And in August, we also divest Galaria Retail Park for almost 12 million euros. We have also recently signed a 7-year credit line for an amount of 70 million with the European Investment Bank. Lar España is the first entity in securing in Spain a credit line of this amount, but also of these characteristics, and this will contribute to the fulfillment of our company business plan. It's especially interesting to see that sustainability is one of the main pillars of this financing. Also, other financings that we secure in this year was Lago Development, Rivas Futura, and also Abadía Commercial Gallery. Finally, I would also like to highlight our dividends target mentioned on Investors Day that will consist in 5% dividend yield over an average NAV and also a special dividend linked to La Gasca 99. We have also started this quarter a share buyback program for an amount up to 30 million that we'll be describing later in detail. This will be and is another way of maximizing shareholders' return. As you also may know, Grupo Lar, the manager, has reinforced its stake in Lar España and now holds 10% of the share capital of the company, becoming the second largest shareholder of Lar España. In terms of ESG, we continue to foster responsible investments in sustainable assets through green certification. We now have in use 8 very good and 2 good certifications, and in new build assets, 3 very good. That shows the higher standards in this respect that we as a company have. In July, and now in page five, as you may recall, we sold our logistic assets as was planned for an amount of 120 million, which implies a strong premium of 76% after invested CapEx and a 30% premium above December 2017 price. In 2014, Lar España started this business and was one of the first players buying logistics assets in Spain. The active management implemented, mainly focusing in reletting, and the good performance of the Spanish logistics sector explain to a large extent the difference between the sale and the acquisition price. In fact, those logistic assets were sold at an exit yield of 5.8%, while they were acquired at a net initial yield of 9.4%. Let's move to page number, slide number six. As was announced, and as I was mentioning at the beginning, Vilanova, our first development, is now fully open and operative. That happens in September, and that happens more or less a little bit more than a month ago. Since then, the performance has been outstanding, and the feedback that we are receiving from our tenants cannot be better, as most of them are selling above their own estimates. During the first week, the park receives more than 170,000 visitors and more than 460,000 in the first complete month, that was October. We remind you that Vilanova Park was fully leased before its opening and holds more than 40 leading brands with an expected stabilized yield on cost that will be around 9%. Lago, in slide number seven, will also be a very important source of value creation as it will become the leading retail destination in Andalusia and is due to be open around summer 2019. Its valuation keeps growing and has already reached this quarter 106 million. To date, 76% of the surface has been already signed or committed, and we have the brands like Inditex, Primark, MediaMarkt, Mercadona, Ojelmo Cinemas that are already committed to the project. These projects will hold more than 200 tenants. The project is unique in size and concept and will be a natural barrier for future market competition in Sevilla. Lago will also benefit from an excellent location, just 4 kilometers away from the city center of Sevilla, and with a very strong catchment area of more than 1.4 million inhabitants. We are expecting a yearly revenue of around 15 million euros. In La Gasca 99, we expect to deliver most of the units, 90% sold today, before the year-end, and we will start this delivery in the next weeks. As you probably know, there are 44 units, 44 apartments, with an average floor of more than 400 square meters and an average price per square meter of 11,300. The valuation of the asset has increased up to 203 million this quarter and is owned 50% by Lar España, as is a joint venture on a 50/50 basis with PIMCO. The project is a 100% sustainable building, compliant with a BREEAM quality seal. As was announced in the Investors Day, a special dividend that will be paid once all the units are delivered has been announced. In terms of business plan execution, we've done good progress reflected in slide number nine. Since we announced our business plan, around 50% of our target disposals have been completed so far, with mainly two office buildings, three non-core retail assets, and the logistic portfolio, all of them up to an amount of around 250 million. In terms of acquisitions, we bought already three assets for an amount of 85 million. Average exit yield of those non-core assets sold was 5.8%, while the average net initial yield of the new acquisitions stands at the level of 6.5. Before going into the financial, let me remind you on slide number 10, our test project that was presented in our recent Investors Day held in Madrid and in London. LAR España is very focused on this transformation that is based in three main pillars. Technology as a way to optimize the process involved in our activity, to facilitate the service and the relationship with our clients, and to improve data collection and data management. Engagement, providing a unique offering by transforming shopping centers into experience lead destinations, and sustainability, reinforcing aspects such as environment, sustainability, accessibility, and society. All this is helping us to achieve a successful shopping center performance and to reinforce the position on every single asset that we own. And now I will turn the call over to Jon Armentia.
Thank you, Miguel, and good afternoon, everyone. In slide 12, I would like to highlight the strong financial figures delivered in the first 9 months of the year. Gross asset value grew 7% compared to September 2017, up to 1,526 million euros. Financial debt grew to over 600 million euros, with the cost of debt coming in at 2.27% and the net loan to value at 31%. Gross rental income also grew 2% year on year, reaching almost 59 million euros. EBITDA registered robust growth of 45% up to over 60 million euros, and net profit also climbed by more than 12% to over 80 million euros. In terms of EPRA, EPRA NAV came in at 1,018 million euros and per share was up to 10.76 euros. Annualized net rent also increased to almost 70 million euros, 7-0. The company's return on equity amounted to 13.5%, whilst the return on assets stood at 8%. Let's move now to page 13 to go over the retail performance. As you can see in this slide, 87% of our gross asset value and 93% of our rental income came from our retail assets. In terms of retail yields, EPRA top-up net initial yield was 5.6%, and reversionary net initial yield 6.5%. This highlights the growth potential of our retail portfolio if the entire GLA was let at market rent. Our operating results continue to register solid growth. Like-for-like gross rental income grew 3%. Like-for-like net operating income increased at 4.1%, and the occupancy rate rose to 94.6%. During the first 9 months of 2018, LAR España continued to actively manage its retail portfolio. We signed 105 leases, including renewals, relocations, relettings, and new lettings, resulting in an annualized tenant rotation rate of 7% for the portfolio, and almost 6 million euros in negotiated rent. Slide 14. As we announced in the first quarter, and in order to monitor progress, we completed a quarterly specific valuation of our development projects, Lago La Gasca 99, and it recently opened Villanova Park, and also the Eloy Gonzalo office building after its refurbishment. The valuation showed the value of these assets to have increased significantly. More than 23% value uplift for La Gasca 99, Lago, and Villanova Park in just 3 months, and more than 5% in just 3 months also for the Eloy Gonzalo refurbishment. Slide number 15. As of September 30, 2018, the total value of LAR España's portfolio total 1.5 billion euros, up 38% versus the acquisition price. 87% of our gross asset value came from our retail assets. During the first 9 months of 2018, LAR España acquired two properties for 76 million euros, Rivas Futura Retail Park and Parque Abadía Retail Gallery. We also made disposals to the value of 244 million euros, a head office building, Nueva Lizal, Villaverde and Parque Galaria Retail Warehouses, and the logistics portfolio, with a further 156 million euros corresponding to asset revaluations in 2018. Going on to the next slide, number 16, I will go over the results for Q3 2018. The performance of all our business activity is clearly satisfactory. Our properties generated a rental income of almost 59 million euros, mainly the 93%, thanks to our core retail activity. The results of investment properties disposals line mostly corresponds to the 17 million euros gain thanks to the sale of the logistics portfolio. The operating results for the company's properties are up 44% year on year, while EBITDA is almost 45% up. The change in the fair value of investment properties entry mainly corresponds to the difference in the fair value of investment properties assigned in the valuations completed at June 30, 2018 and September 30, 2018, in this case for Lago, Vidanova Park and Eloy Gonzalo. The profit for the period after divestment and performance fees reached over 80 million euros, a 12% year-on-year increase. In slide 17, you can see that the company's total debt stood at 607 million euros at September 30, 2018, with 140 million euros of this corresponding to a senior secured bond and the rest, 467 million euros, to bank debt, diversifying our funding sources between the bond and the bank market. 82% of the total debt amount matures after 2021. This debt implies a net LTV of 31% at the end of the period. The average cost of debt is 2.27%, with the majority of debt being fixed, the 98% exactly. In slide 18, you can see the company's new balance sheet structure, where financial net debt remains at nearly 480 million euros. In October, we secured a 7-year credit line for a total amount of 70 million euros with the European Investment Bank as part of the investment plan for Europe. We are proud to be the first entity to secure a credit line for this amount and with such terms and conditions, which by its very nature contributes to the fulfillment of our business plan as sustainability is one of its main pillars. Slide 19. On September the 28th, we announced the start of a buyback program of up to 30 million euros for the company's own shares, representing 3.33% of the company's share capital. The program was approved by the Board of Directors during its meeting in September after authorization was granted at the annual general meeting in May 2017. The purpose of the share buyback program is to reduce LAR España share capital in line with the company's objective of increasing total shareholders' return. It is an opportunity to show the strong potential and the future value of LAR España shares. We have already bought 880,000 shares, at 25% of the program's target. The buyback program will be valid for 3 months as of the publication of the important information announcement, meaning its end date is December the 28th. And now I turn the call over to José Manuel Llobet, who will go over the business performance.
Thank you, John. Hello, good afternoon. Let's start with the operational performance in page 21. As you can see, LAR España has been outperforming the market in both sales and visitors for 11 quarters in a row, despite having 4 shopping centers and the refurbishment. Footfall is stable and above the national average of minus 0.9%. This decrease is mainly due to the excellent weather during September, that has affected sales, especially in fashion. It is not included in this report, but it is good to say that October has been a very good month in number of visits that compensates the bad performance of September. It is interesting to remark here that the average stay in our shopping centers of our customers has gone up 7% compared to the same period last year, up to 87 minutes. This is a new metric presented in the last Investor Day and talks about more time per visit, which has a direct influence on increase on sales. Talking about sales, tenants' declared sales have increased by 0.5%, outperforming the Spanish national average of minus 3.1% published by the INE, National Statistics Authority. Again, the effect of a bad September, mainly in fashion sales, that has been clearly improved during October and November. In the same page, and regarding letting activity, we have signed 105 operations during the first 9 months of the year, with 5.8 million euros of new rent and 25,461 square meters GLA rotated, which implies an annualized rotation rate of 7% and a rental growth of 8% as a proof of the active management strategy implemented by Lar España. We have increased occupancy with higher quality tenants and removed low performers. This is one of our pillars of test strategy, improve clients' engagement through an increase of quality tenants. In slide 22, let me go over the CAPEX invested year to date in 2018. CAPEX, as you know, is an important tool to create value in our shopping centers. All the CAPEX generate more value than the amount invested, and all the CAPEX generate higher revenues and increase in quality of our assets. Accumulated CAPEX till September 2018 has been 77 million, but note that most of it, 86%, is for our developments, Lago, Vidanova Park, and La Gasca 99. The remaining part is invested in our operating assets. We have already finished the refurbishment of Alba Center and Eloy Gonzalo, and both investments have generated very high value, as we will see later. Currently, we are refurbishing Megapark, Portal de la Marina, As Termas, and Gran Vía de Vigo. Strong improvements in image, client service, and especially focus on restaurant areas to improve dining offer and experience. El Rosal and Annec Blau will be refurbished in 2019. In page 23, as I mentioned to you before, we have here two good examples of full refurbishments that have created a strong value for Lar España. First, Alba Center, a shopping center that has been successfully refurbished and repositioned, reinforcing its attractive as retail destination within a catchment area of more than 390,000 inhabitants. The shopping center now benefits of new entrances to welcoming our customers and a full renovation in the inside, in a modern and urban style. EPRA top-up net rent has increased 8.3%, while its valuation has gone up 11% to almost 58 million. Footfall is up 3%, and total sales have grown 11%. This is an important element of our value proposal to achieve our goal of being strong leaders in our catchment areas. In Eloy Gonzalo, office building, figures are also very impressive. Its valuation has increased over 160% to over 39 million. We have reached 100% occupancy before the completion of the refurbishment. WeWork, its main tenant, opened in summer. Its new co-working center in Madrid at floors 1 to 6 of the building. In page 24, we are mainly focused on net operating income. The ambitious asset management to increase visitor sales, additional to the investment in selected CAPEX, have a single objective, increase rents and returns for our shareholders. Like-for-like occupancy rate has gone up 1.5%. Like-for-like NOI up 4.1%. Like-for-like gross rental income up 3%. And we have reduced incentive to tenants by 9.7% versus last year. And now, in page, we are moving to page 25, where you can see that we have projected an estimation of net rent in the medium term. The main drivers of our plan are, one, leasing activity in line with our current results. Second, the opening of Lago in 2019. And third, our investment business plan. Looking at the chart, we start with an EPRA annualized top-up net rent of 70 million. There is a reversionary potential of 10 million. 6 coming from the difference between current passing rent and the estimated rental value, which is fixed by the external valuators, and 4 million of current vacancy at ERV as well. Additionally, we will have Lago that brings 15 more million since its opening in summer 2019. And finally, we add the expected contribution of the future investments of our firepower of 15 million euros of rent according to our business plan. This is a theoretical exercise which shows the exciting potential of our company in the future. Of course, as you may have noticed, I have only referred to retail assets. And now I pass the word to Mr. Pereda.
Thank you. To conclude this presentation, I would like to make some closing remarks. During the first 9 months of this year, 2018, we maintain our positive operating trends shown in the increase of our net profit of 12% and property operating results of 44% compared to the same period of last year. Our properties under development are also becoming a significant source of value for our shareholders. This quarter, Vilanova Park is fully open and operative with 100% of its surface leased. Meanwhile, Sevilla, Lago has already signed or committed 76% of the gross lettable area with first-class retailers. And La Gasca 99 reached 90% in sales, and its first units are going to be delivered very soon. Also, I would like to remark the successful execution of our asset rotation strategy that has been explained. This quarter, with the disposal of the logistic portfolio and the Galeria Retail Park, we are 50% ahead of the total divestment plan target. And we also have very good prospects for the rest of the plan. On the other hand, in acquisitions, we are also making very good progress, and we have already acquired an amount of 85 million. In terms of financings, during 2018, we have financed more than 200 million in several new credits, and that will improve our balance sheet. The last one, granted this quarter, has been the new 70 million credit line with the European Investment Bank, and all that guarantees the execution of the development of our business plan. Finally, we remind you our dividend target of more than 5% over average NAV and the special dividend linked to La Gasca 99 delivery that will be an amount around 25 million. This quarter, we have also started a 30 million share buyback program. As was explained, has been already executed in an amount of around 25%. And these acquisitions were done with discounts to NAV that are around 20%. Thank you to all of you for attending the call.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question today, you may press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If at any time you do change your mind, please press star followed by two. And when preparing to ask your question, please ensure that your phone is unmuted locally.
Okay, we can start with the Q&As. The first one has been sent through the site. Could you please give an update on the share buyback program and how much of the euro 30 million mandate has been done? And the second one, could you please give an update of the sale of the office portfolio, premium to book expected to be in line with previous office disposals? If we return to the page number 19, the first question will be answered by John Armentia, and the second one by Miguel Pereira and José Manuel Llobet.
Okay, regarding that one, the first one, we have already bought 880,000 shares, which means that 25% of the program's target.
Regarding, is Miguel speaking now, regarding the remaining office sales, the plan is to divest those assets in the first part of the business plan, so in the next months, and we think that the valuations in our balance sheet will be clearly achieved. Mm-hmm. I think that we.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to ask any questions, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now.
Okay, no more questions. Thank you very much for your attention, and please let me remember you that all the departments of the company are at your complete disposal. Feel free to contact with us for any questions. Thank you very much and good afternoon.